Today, we're talking about healing yourself while living in times of stress and chaos. Are you someone that always needs to be right, or are you able to see someone else's perspective? Do you lash out at others when life gets crazy? How do you handle stressful situations or when you're scared? Do you find yourself unfriending people who don't share the same opinions as you do on social media? Let's continue our month in this bonus episode.
Does your clutter own you? Unclear your clutter inside and out. We'll teach you how to become aware of your clutter, along with action steps to declutter and create the life you desire. Come on, let's get started.
Today's episode was inspired by a few things. I feel very close to this episode. I know that that might sound kind of strange. It has the same passion for me as my episode on honoring your truth. It was inspired by a few things, mainly what I've seen on social media. I had a friend post on Facebook. She was worried there was going to be a civil war. That really gave me pause. I was surprised that someone could truly believe that, and she's not alone. This is inspired by those keyboard warriors, people who write nasty comments, hiding behind usually an anonymous name, or sometimes they don't hide and are really, hey, this is who I am, still being mean-spirited, saying awful things. This is about people who always make someone else wrong. If you're using shame a lot, telling others they are wrong, if you have a lot of self-righteousness going on, this episode's for you. I really hope people can support me. And remember, if anything I say upsets you or gets you angry, look within, because what others do and say is about them, and how you respond is about you. The other day, I wrote something on Facebook, how I do the podcast episodes. I write some stuff out, let them sit, edit. This one has just some ideas down, not a lot of really formed, written out things. Anyway, I posted on Facebook and people just attacked me. The vitriol coming at me was insane. Now they would say, oh, Julie, no, we just posted blah, blah. Everything's energy, and you don't have to be an expert. You can tell when people are throwing daggers at you, even if the words aren't saying it. Anyway, I had posted facts, two facts on a Facebook post, and everyone went after me. And I'm like, whoa, this is not an opinion. You stated something. I'm sharing facts. Another reason I'm really passionate about talking about today is because we are so close to a tipping point. When we reach it and go over, things are really going to begin to shift. But what I'm seeing isn't supporting that. It's bringing us down. When I see people who put out hate and anger and self-righteousness at the other, whoever is opposite of them in thinking and opinions, you do more harm than good, because you are down at the lowest vibration, lowest common denominator. You're fighting for a cause. Is it going to help it? It harms it. So what do? Go within. I'm sure I've mentioned this on other episodes, but it's so important now. You want to make a difference? Look at yourself. Clear your inner clutter. As you heal your pain and wounds, it makes a difference to the collective energy. As you heal your wounds, you give others the courage to do so. Don't hide from the truth. Remember, there are layers to this. I'm still clearing out clutter. I'm probably going to be clearing out inner clutter probably for a zillion years, a million years. I've done a lot of work, and it doesn't end. I used to always think there's some end game. I reach this, I'm enlightened. Blah. No, it's continual. It takes work, it takes time, and it takes effort. For some, they quickly change, but for most of us, that's not true. Whenever I see these crazy posts on Facebook or social media, when people are really angry, all I can think is, those are your wounds. Heal your wounds. It's not about anyone else. Where are your wounds? I had a client come to me a few months ago, and I was blown away. They said to me, "I'm a mean person." They were embarrassed, and I was beyond impressed. How amazing they were able to see clearly what wasn't great about them and what they needed to improve. If you're a mean person, that's driven by your wounds. If you can't acknowledge it, you can't change it. Looking at our dark side can be scary. I encourage you to be brave. For my women's group, I am reading The Power of Shakti, 18 Pathways to Ignite the Energy of the Divine Woman, and it's by Padma Aeon Prakash. Hopefully I'm saying that right. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see a shot of the book. I'm reading this, and for my books for the book club, I don't like to mark up books. Books are sacred to me, and especially books that I read for this club, because every time I read a chapter, I catch something new. And so I had written kind of a draft of this and was rereading this chapter, because a lot of times my mentor makes us reread the chapters, and I get it now. So self-righteousness comes up for a lot of people. And I had this incredible aha moment and wanted to share this. And this is on page 63. I want to make sure credit is due to him, because this was such a powerful, profound statement. Righteousness, or the desire for light to the exclusion of all else, leads to rejection of our own darkness and of lessons we might learn from matter and the subconscious. This misplaced rigidity has led to some of the greatest wars on our planet and the false notions of some religions being better than others. Love includes all in its embrace, regardless of what we are. If you find yourself being self-righteous, again, another clue, we have something here to heal. When we hate another, we have that hate towards ourselves. When we judge another, we judge ourselves. If we truly loved ourselves unconditionally as is, if we all did that, we wouldn't recognize the world we live in. Focus your energy on yourself, not others. If we would spend time improving ourselves, clearing our inner clutter, healing our wounds, everything would change. We wouldn't need to yell at the other person. And remember, as we go up the spiral, as we change the energy, people are automatically, most likely, going to change. It's like when you're in a relationship, and if you start to become healthy, say if you're in an unhealthy relationship, then the person's either going to rise up with you, or they're not, and then they're going to be out of your life. I still have some wounds to heal, so that's why I see some of the stuff on Facebook, but not a lot, because I'm continually clearing myself. I'm continually healing my wounds. I'm continuing to work on myself. Confronting our deepest secrets and fears isn't fun. It isn't easy, and it is so worthwhile. In addition to making a difference for all, you make a huge difference for yourself. Happiness is an inside job. Peace is an inside job. Love is an inside job. Hate is an inside job. Fear is an inside job. Anger is an inside job. Doesn't matter who's living in the Oval Office. It doesn't matter who's head of North Korea. That does not affect me. The peace and the happiness I need is within. Yes, could something happen? Absolutely. But I don't focus my energy on that. I keep clearing my stuff to bring more light in the world, to raise the vibration of all. What's your holiday clutter kryptonite? Are you aware of your holiday triggers? Where are you doing something just because? Do you overindulge, overspend, and overcommit? Ready to enjoy the season and focus on what matters most? Get control of your clutter. Your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Holiday Got Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your holiday clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more and your journey to declutter your life. It's like that quote earlier. If people cleared their wounds, we wouldn't have war. I am not perfect. I'm not even close. I fall down, probably most days, and I get back up. I work on myself in some way, shape, or form every single day. I talk a lot about my mentor and coach, as she has been a huge support in this process. Huge. She doesn't let me get away with anything. She tells it like it is, all from a place of love. I once asked her, does she trip? Does she fail? And she said, of course I do. I just feel the feelings and release it. It doesn't stay there. I've talked about this on other episodes. There was one in July about feel your feelings. Go back and review that. Take the time to heal those wounds. Are you in pain? Yes, there's nothing wrong with that. Feel it. Feel the sadness. Feel the anger. Feel the fear. And then release it. If you don't, it stays there. Try not to spend your time making others wrong and yourself right. There are people I agree with on just about everything who are doing more harm than good with their self-righteousness, their anger, and making someone else bad and wrong. If you healed yourself, you would be neutral and allow you to see different and larger perspectives. I don't care what anyone says. The neo-Nazis hate themselves. They hate anyone that is not like them, and they project their hate for themselves onto others. Let me be clear, I'm not in any way, shape, or form condoning anything they do. We all have hate within us, just not at that level. Can you transcend and feel and release your feelings? Again, remember it's a process. I work on this just about every single day. I think, oh, what? There's still more. What? More victim energy? Come on, I've cleared a lot. It's just how it is. We will continue to release and clear as much as possible. Gets back to feel those feelings. The thought of a civil war in this country scares the crap out of me. I don't focus on it. When I read that post from a friend, I felt that a fear and then released it. I don't spend time ruminating on it, putting all my energy and focus there. As I release the fear and work on it, then it doesn't come up again because it's gone. The energy is gone out of my field. I haven't thought about this issue since I last wrote about it in the first draft for this episode. I also want to point out, you can stand up to hate with love. Yes, you can. You can have boundaries from a place of love. Everything is energy and you can feel that. Instead of saying, you're a jerk, be curious. Why do you feel like that? Have a conversation. You don't have to agree with someone to love them, to feel their pain. You have pain, you just express it differently. Don't make someone else wrong. Take inspired action. I've been criticized by some people for not taking enough action. I am really clear about what my role is in clearing my own inner clutter and holding light and holding space and supporting others to do so. I'm not meant to be out there on the front lines being an activist. It is not my role. Others have different roles. Being a vocal voice is their way. Do what inspired action feels right to you and do it from love. Complaining on Facebook is not inspired action. Fighting with people on social media is not inspired action. I think somehow we've gotten that kind of jumbled in our mind thinking it is. Every time you don't give a jerky driver the finger, every time you ignore your crappy neighbor and send love instead of hate, every time you choose to do something from love, you are taking inspired action. It doesn't have to be this huge thing. Think about all those times you want to flip someone off. I lived in LA for 10 years. I'm much more calm than I used to be. I don't know how I survived that, but I used to be a super duper cranky driver. Like people are like, whoa, you need to take a chill pill. So every little time you don't give that jerk the finger and say, okay, bless them on their way, you're making a huge difference. It's the drip, drip, drip that's going to have that huge shift once we reach a certain threshold. Be for something, not against it. Hate and hate equals hate. Same with fear and anger. And same with love. Love plus love equals love. I'm going to suggest practice saying different things and seeing how you feel and if you can feel the difference. I am for equality. I'm against racism. I am for renewable energy. I am against fracking and coal. I am for love. I am against hate. Can you feel any difference with those? When you release your fears and angers, etc., you're able to get neutral. Be like the curious cat. Ask questions. Instead of making someone wrong, ask, why do you believe that? Where did you read that? Have you ever talked to someone that doesn't look or think like you? Make it like a treasure hunt. Get neutral and diffuse some of the drama trauma. There are wounds behind that pain. There are wounds behind that anger. There's pain behind that hate. Most of us have experienced some stuff that's not exactly great. When you learn about others' pain, hopefully you can have more compassion. Can you notice a difference when you ask questions? Does your energy seem to shift? Does your heart seem to open? My hope is you will be going within, releasing emotions, and doing this for the rest of your lives. This doesn't mean you're bad, ineffective. You're simply clearing your clutter. There are layers and layers. Don't make yourself wrong, too slow. I used to do that a lot. As you continue to heal yourself, you support yourself and you support the world at large. The final thing I'd like to talk about is perspective. One of the things I've learned by clearing my own clutter, studying with people, is to have a bigger and larger perspective. I used to see things very black and white. I used to have a very narrow perspective. And as I've worked on myself and have studied and grown, I have a larger perspective. I can see things from a different light or a different angle. So here's another perspective for you to think about. Perhaps we need all this ugliness and darkness to come to light to heal it. So instead of fearing it and thinking how awful it is, my thought is, wow, thank you. This junk, these awful feelings have been hidden for so long. It's being acknowledged it so we can feel it and we can heal it. Politics is one of my least favorite topics and I don't like to talk about it. But again, I want to offer a perspective here. Let's say Clinton had been elected. It would probably have been status quo. Not much would change. There's still a lot of corruption in politics. As far as I'm concerned, it would have been the same old, same old. So now we have Trump in office. He has angered so many people that they are demanding change. So what would be worse? All of this chaos and darkness coming up to be healed? Or the status quo, where the darkness would stay stuffed, and real change probably wouldn't have happened. The ugliness would have stayed hidden and couldn't have been healed. Just a different take. You can agree or disagree. I encourage you, broaden your perspectives. Start talking to people. What do they think? How can you see something from a different perspective? And again, if something has really upset you, that is a wound that needs to be healed. Doesn't matter what I say or do. Your happiness comes from within, your peace comes from within, as does your anger and fear. How will you go within to heal? What wounds can you heal? As always, if you need professional support, whether that's a therapist, a life coach, a group of people, seek support. There's no shame in that. Take actions. Acknowledge a fear. Feel the fear and release it in whatever shape supports you. Practice coming from love. Instead of giving someone the finger when they cut you off in traffic, send them love. Send them blessings. Test out being for something instead of against something. Say things out loud and see if you feel a difference. Upset, go within. Angry, go within. Physician, heal thyself. Go out, clear the clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Clearing your clutter allows you to share your gifts with the world. Get your free self-assessment to discover your clutter priority at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.